Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're meriting to stay alive in those existential moments with the intent of being configured to Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachmim, instructions of mercies. You now tune into Blog Talk Radio, and it's been about almost 3.5 months, give or take a day, since our last broadcast, and we humbly assert we are the highest frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 756, some distinctive features concerning righteous souls. Blessed is our eternal Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. And tonight's brief presentation will be terse in nature, hopefully deep in content, that identifies what makes the righteous souls of creation a living example for the rest of humanity to follow. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with Children of Noah to eliminate hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon this blessed earth, Chassidus, Mashiach is Messiah, and the Tzemach Tzedek. Before we go further, I wish to dedicate tonight's brief presentation, humble effort, towards the elevation of the following souls: Yaakov ben Avraham, Shlomo Zalman ben Yochanan, Shlomo Zalman ben Avraham, Itai al-Bashalom ben Abraham Chaim, Gidon, Necho Yosef ben Chuna David ben Shmuel, and last but not least, my dear father, Shlomo Yaakov ben Chuna David. So here we go, blessed souls. Some distinctive features that we can use to identify who is considered to be a righteous soul, gleaning from, again, the teachings of the Tzemach Tzedek, who was the third Chabad Rebbe, who lived from 1789 to 1866, who went to the next level of life. Here we go. The Tzaddikim are known as Bali Tzedakah, which means they're masters of charity, which means they have control. Only think righteously within how they put the letters within their mind. Meaning they think righteously. Their speech is righteous. They exemplify and manifest righteous actions, which can be included under what you just mentioned before, the category of charity. They have mastered the ability to make evident the revelation or the presence of Creator's name, which can be alluded to by the Lashon HaKodesh Hebrew letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or we can spell it out with a pause between letters, the Yud dash Hey dash Vav dash Hey. And when the Tzaddikim are able to elicit the name of the Creator within the creation, it becomes recognizable by other human beings. This is usually associated with acts of kindness, brotherly love, sisterly love, human love, kindness, compassion, and even justice. The Tzaddik or the Tzaddikim carry out their activities with joy and rejoicing, meaning they're happy to be doing it, and in the act of doing it, they rejoice. It's like a celebration of life itself to rejoice in doing that which is proper. Tzaddikim, the righteous souls of creation, also carry out their activities with a good heart. Another way of identifying who are the tzaddikim of the creation. The tzaddikim, the righteous souls, want to give more than the receivers of their benevolence want to receive from them, which is akin to a Torah, oral Torah tradition, then more than the baby cow wants to suckle from the mommy cow wants to give that nourishment to the baby cow. The tzaddikim also carry out their activities with a good heart. The fact that they're doing good makes their heart glow with a goodness, which will be sensed by others who are fine-tuned to that goodness that they are accomplishing. The tzaddikim, the righteous souls of the creation, do good and shun evil. And last but not least, the tzaddikim of the creation, the righteous souls of the creation, are prepared to help any human being, and I mean any human being, who possess no other visible virtues other than the fact that he or she or they are the works of the eternal Creator. So there we have it, blessed souls, a very, very brief presentation. I hope you'll do some more research into the matter. By no means did I give you all of the definitions of all the conditions which define a righteous soul or righteous souls, tzaddik or tzaddikim or tzadkaniyotim, the female expression, the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue. But we need the guidance of the tzaddikim because we humbly assert that the future of the human family experience is not what political party we're a part of. Not what our economic status is. Not what our cultural norms are. But rather doing acts of kindness and exuding out and brimming and overflowing the sense that this is one world, Olam Echad, which is Mushrash, which is rooted in Borei Echad, one creator. In a way, it's evident there is a Hav Echad, there is a one love, which can be manifested, the Goral Echad, one blessing for all of us. But Darchinom, Darkisham, in a pleasant and peaceful way. And I want to remind everyone, remind myself, for anyone else, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because the Teva Tov, the Hetiv, it's the nature of the good, do good, and the Creator waits ever so patiently for us to manifest that goodness as a preparing of the ground for Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, or our Ator Hashemiti Tetze, or instruct and elucidate fully revelations of eternal Torah instruction, which even the prophets of ancient times, and even the times that precede us, and even in these most existential of times, in this era of technology, in this era of international communication, should be used to facilitate goodness, righteousness, the elimination of hatred, jealousy, and competition, which is not needed on the face of this blessed earth. Take care, everyone. Hopefully, the Hamshik to be continued.